This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
When it comes to go-to guys on Mock Monday, it's a real short list. In fact, there's one guy. One guy who is absolutely our go-to guy on Mock Monday. And he joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He is the man in charge at OurLads.com, OurLads.com, former NFL scout. He's Dan Shonka. Hello, Dan. Good to have you with us again.
Good morning, hey, gentlemen. Dan. Yes, always great being with you, Andy, Jeff. Yeah, it's we're a stone's throw away from the Scout Super Bowl.
And we know that for a fact because Browns GM Andrew Berry just held a conference call, press conference. We just played it, and Dan, he said absolutely nothing. So you're not supposed to tip your hand. He didn't say a word.
That sounds about right, doesn't it?
It's what you're supposed to do. Your latest mock draft is a couple of weeks ago on OurLads.com, and you have the Browns at 10, offensive tackle Jedrick Wills. Couple of aspects of this. There are four guys that everybody thinks are there. Should the Browns take one of these tackles and just call it a day, Dan? And will one of those guys be available?
Yeah, I think there are three of the four will. Now, the mock draft that's up on our site right now, we did it with our six scouts when we did the guide. And so we'll have another mock draft coming up here, today or tomorrow. But, for the Browns, I would love to see them, like I said, get Tristan Wirfs if possible. But I think there's two, pitfalls before he gets to Cleveland. I think the Giants it could very well be one, Arizona another. But then I think Andrew Thomas is a good fallback guy, and he could possibly, go to one of those spots. Maybe Jacksonville if they decide to go with the tackle. But I think that. And then Wills is really a good player. And I think, personally, I think he's going to be a Pro Bowl guard, because, he's kind of just built stout and can handle that stuff inside. But, hey, we need tackles in the NFL, so he's going to start outside at tackle first. So, yeah, any of those three I'd be happy with. I think Bill Callahan will make any of those guys a Pro Bowl player. And I just think that Beckham right now, he's got a lot of work to do. And since we don't have an off season anymore, whether we got a virus going around or not, I don't know if Beckton will be able to catch up to those other three guys.
Dan, how much did the story about Beckton change anything that he may have been flagged on a drug test at the combine?
Well, it depends what kind of drug. I didn't see if it's weed. I don't think it's a big deal, anymore. I think before long we're probably going to see that as a they might have it in the training room. You never know here, the next year or two, but because of injury situation. But if it's something stronger than that, I think that, some teams, it would bother them immensely. I don't know. Is he going to step one? Did it say? I didn't.
Yes.
Okay. He is going step one. Then it was stronger than marijuana. So, that would be a concern. Yes.
Does flagged mean failed, Dan? We were trying to figure that out. I couldn't find a definition on anything that involved the NFL as to what a flagged drug test means.
It means failed, but the thing is, what's most bothersome is these guys know they're going to get tested, okay, at the combine. They all know it. They've known it forever. They've known it. They see you year after year. Well, if you're dumb enough to, if you can't stay off the weed or whatever your problem is, so you don't test positive, then you got something else wrong with you between the ears. So that alone to me would drop him out of the, you know, of the mix.
Is there a scenario where you see the Browns drafting someone other than an offensive lineman?
I hope not, because I want my man Baker protected, okay? And I want him to have a tackle out there. Like I said, I'd be happy with any of those other three tackles. And I don't see any scenario because, you know, people say, well, what if Simmons falls there? Well, he's not going to fall there, okay? I mean, he's
right.
Not going to get there. I mean, he's just not. And I think offensive tackle is the target spot, sweet spot right there. And whether it's Wills, I mean, I'd love to see Wirfs work with Bill Callahan. I'd love to see the big Andrew Thomas and Wills, any of those three, I'd love to see there. But we're just going to have to see because there's other teams up there, and there may be other people wanting to trade up to get a tackle too. So to get ahead of Cleveland, because everybody, I think, in the world has Cleveland taking a tackle there. But maybe Jacksonville's going to take one. Arizona may take one. The Giants should, but they're fighting probably in their office where, hey, do we take Simmons because we need a front seven guy, you know, or do we go ahead and take the tackle to protect Daniel Jones?
Dan Shonka joining us from OurLads.com. You can check out his website, OurLads.com, for all the latest news on the draft. There's been rumblings, and Dan, there always are in Cleveland, about trading down. If, and let's just throw a hypothetical at you. You say Simmons won't be there at 10. What if all of the, let's put it this way. You trade out of 10, and all of those tackles are gone, the top four that everybody thinks are the best tackles in this draft. Is there somebody or a couple of somebodies that you would be okay with the Browns getting if they traded down and couldn't get Simmons or any of those tackles?
Well, I think that you'd have to probably look then to maybe a linebacker spot, possibly, maybe, you know, a Murray from Oklahoma, depending on how far you go, you know, down. I think that that would certainly be a possibility. Hey, pick up another corner. You know, there's going to be a corner there. Henderson would probably be there from Florida. You know, it just, you know, kind of depends. I think that, you know, a safety will be there. It just, you know, those key positions in the secondary will be available. I don't think there'll be any big-time pass rushers. Possibly the Chasen kid that's, you know, he's an outside linebacker, pressure player. I would think then you'd be looking at, obviously, if you're right there, you might be looking at three wide receivers. You know what I mean? You might be looking at Judy, and that's not a bad thing. You say you lost those other five people we're talking about. Hey, if Judy is there, that'd be a major consideration. Ruggs, who is a lot better football player than I think people give him credit for, and I'm not so sure John Gruden's not sitting there talking to Mike Mayock and say, hey, Kansas City's in our division, and I worked with John for 3 years, so I know exactly how he talks. And we said, well, we're in a division, and they got Tyreek Hill, who's faster than anybody else in this league, and we're in a division with them, and we need Ruggs. You know what I mean? Ruggs can run him down or catch him at an angle, you know, because Ruggs can – he covers on kicks and things like that. So, I mean, the guy's a football player. So I can see them taking Ruggs ahead of Judy, who's a great route runner and the top, you know, probably receiver overall in this draft. But Ruggs is not – far behind, and I think the guy's farthest behind is Lamb. But all three of those guys could be there if they lose those five, and then they want to back out of there.
Dan, let me ask you this one, because Ezra Cleveland's name keeps coming up here left and right. If the Browns should trade out or want to move back in the first round, or maybe even pick up left tackle in the second round, what is the scoop on him? What are your thoughts on Ezra Cleveland?
I think he's an ascending player. I think he's a good athlete. He's got those long arms. I mean, he's a 6'6 guy that I think that, you know, if he's available in the second, and he's certainly somebody that's going to be on the board to talk about. There's no question about it. But again, I don't think that he would make it, you know, to 41. You know, Cleveland would definitely have to trade up to probably get him because, you know, you got the big four, and then you got the next group tackles in there, Austin Jackson from Southern Cal, who's really a good football player and really started getting his feet under him after he gave bone marrow to his sister who needed that for a cancer treatment. And anyway, but once he got his strength back, toward the end of the year, he started looking pretty darn good. So he's got great feet. And then you've got, Josh Jones kid, who's not as violent as a guy that Bill Callahan would like. He's more of a finesse guy. But, you know, he's another tackle that people like up there. So, and then you come in to Cleveland. So, you know, and Ezra Cleveland. So I don't think, you know, tackles are such a premium. I don't know if the second round will be any better there unless Cleveland traded back up to get one of those guys.
Would you do that in a draft like this? If you're the Browns, Dan, you know, you've got to think, okay, we're ready to go. And, you know, how long are we going to keep putting off the idea of competing? Would you trade, let's say you get your tackle at 10 or do something at 10, all right? You draft somebody, and I would assume it's a tackle. Would you think about moving back up into the first round, maybe giving up a future asset to go get a guy like maybe Chasen, who you mentioned, or somebody else who could impact the defense?
You know what? I wouldn't right now because, you know, if all your scouts have done their homework, there's somebody that's going to be in those middle rounds that's going to be a difference maker. And you just got to make the right selection. You know, nothing says that Chason's going to be the, you know, all-world, all-infinity big-time pass rusher. Right now he looks like he's got a chance because of traits. But there's other guys. So I would not trade because I think that 41 is an important sweet spot. Might be a guy like Zach Braun from a linebacker who's a pressure player from Wisconsin that can play inside or outside linebacker and can cover, you know. So if you're looking that direction, you could get that guy possibly at 41. Now, I mean, his rumblings, he might go in the top 32, but you know, there's somebody that's going to be a good football player that's going to drop into Cleveland at 41.
Do you believe that Tristan Wirfs is the most plug-and-play player of those left tackles, of those tackles, period?
I think three of them are. But I like Tristan. I've seen him for 3 years. He has got the zone blocking scheme, hand placement, head placement, on the wide zone, inside zone, down. I mean, that's what they do at Iowa. Kurt Ferentz coaches them, and that's all they do is coach NFL techniques. He's ready to go. I mean, Wills is another one. I think that Thomas has got a lot of talent and a lot of upside, and he's just got to be refined a little bit more, but he's a good football player. So I think Wirfs will be probably the most ready to go, but he's a young guy too. You know, see, he's only played 3 years, and he's the best athlete and things, but, you know, guys like Callahan like working for those guys in the off season to elevate their play. And obviously, you're stifled by that. But to answer your question, you know, we really like Wirfs. We'd love to have Thomas. And, hey, if we lose those two, believe me, the fallback to Wills is not a bad thing.
Dan Shonka joining us, ourlads.com. Dan, quarterbacks rule the roost in NFL drafts, even in a year where you might not have great quarterbacks. And this smells like one of those years. Tua has incredible skill and incredible injury history. And Joe Burrow seems like a sure thing early on. What do you think of this quarterback class? And is anybody going to get hot and shake up maybe those top 10 picks ahead of the Browns where somebody might drop to the Browns?
Well, I know the Browns are just praying that, you know, some those quarterbacks keep going off ahead of them. And it looks like three of them might. But I tell you, I think Joe Burrow is just a real solid guy. I don't know if he'll ever be, you know, a Hall of Fame guy. But, you know, like Peyton Manning, I did Peyton Manning when Peyton came out. I was with the Eagles then. You know, I like him a whole lot. Tom Brady, I probably gave the highest grade of any scout to Brady. I gave him a fourth-round grade, still missed him. So, you know, I think that, you know, and I loved him. And I knew about the competitiveness and all that stuff. Because, you know, when I was talking to Lloyd Carr up there, he said, Dan, you're the first guy to ever mention what a competitor this guy is. And then he gave me a long story about his competitiveness. But anyway, so I think Burrow's kind of like that, you know, I was around Tom a lot, so I knew that ultra competitive. Now, with Joe, I haven't been around at all except for to study him on film. And then our scout that does LSU, and he's been an LSU guy, he knows him and loves the guy too. So, but anyway, I think he'll be a really solid NFL quarterback. He's got a chance to even ascend more, but he's got to add help. Tua, I would not touch. I mean, even if the doctor said, hey, you know, these hips are okay and all that, he's just got too much injury history. And I'd take him later, you know, in the second round, but he ain't going to be there, you know. But I couldn't take him in the first round. Just, I mean, hey, if you're not banged up going to the NFL, you're going to be sure banged up when you get there. And he just can't hold up physically. And it's sad because, you know, there's just guys like that. One time I had a linebacker that I brought into the Eagles who I loved him. Everybody loved him. Great football player. But he just couldn't hold up physically. His body build, even though he, you know, great instincts, all that stuff. You know, the trainers convinced me he just can't hold up physically. And I think that's what Tua is. I mean, he just can't do it. And it's unfortunate because he's a great quarterback. I think it's all ahead of Herbert. I think Herbert's a super smart guy. But I worry a little bit about his anticipation and the synapse from his brain to his hand, getting that ball out quickly, boom, hitting your spot, leading the receiver. But, I mean, he's got all the skills. And if a coach gets a hold of him and does great things, he's going to be a really fine quarterback. But I agree with you guys. This is an average, very average, and that's probably being nice, quarterback class.
Dan, we thank you for your time, buddy. It's a big week for everybody involved in what you do, and you do it better than anybody. So thank you very much. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate being with you. So long now.
Dan Shonka, ourlads.com. Go to his website. It's my go-to. Anytime I need anything depth chart-wise, Andy, man, they've got the depth charts nailed in the NFL. They've got great draft material on there right now, so check them out at ourlads.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.